Well, David Chandler's mother was a classmate of Bobby's at Wellesley, and they used to vacation at Gould Farm in Monterey. They'd spend their summers there, and I would go over and visit with Dave, and he'd visit with me. And Rusty, after my father died, became almost a second father to me. He was a missionary in North China and nearly died of amoebic dysentery, and he came back to this country, and when he's recuperating, they gave him a church in one of the worst sections today of the Bronx, Olmsted Avenue Church. And this church grew and blossomed. Rusty was charismatic. He had infectious smile, and everybody just loved him. Kids loved him. And the church, they had an assistant minister, and then they had a minister of music. And the church was growing so that one day his 10-year-old daughter, Anne, said to him, "Dad, you're breaking the Lord's commandment." And he said, "Anne, what in the world are you talking about?" She says, "It says in the Bible, 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day shalt thou rest. You never rest." And he was having trouble with asthma from the smog and whatnot, and he went on a retreat and decided he's going to move to Littleton, Colorado. And ever since then, he took one day a week to go hunting and fishing. And I must have had 6 fishing trips with him on the Jefferson River, the North Platte, the Ruby, the Big Hole. We had marvelous time. I went out to Aspen to postgraduate courses in pediatrics, and we stayed together down at Glenwood Springs and fished the Roaring Fork, and it just was a marvelous relationship. And Rusty's wife died, and he remarried, and they visited me in this house before Rusty died. When he was 79, I charted the best river guide on the Jefferson, which is the Jefferson, the Gallatin, and the Madison come together to form the Missouri. And we had a nice trailer that the guide loaned us, and we would go out and fish in the morning, and I'd come back and cook lunch and clean up and tie flies while he had a nap, and then we'd go fishing in the evening. And we got fly fishing only, we got grayling, we got whitefish, we got brown brook rainbow, and cutthroat trout. We got everything but Dolly Varden, and that was just the most marvelous week I think I've ever had in my life, and that was the last fishing Rusty ever did. He died within the year.